Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. So today, I thought we could talk about healthy snacks, because we talk about a lot of our herbal remedies and our healing factors, but maybe we should talk about a proactive choice of keeping ourselves healthy. And one of those things is to stay away from obesity and overeating and unhealthy eating. And so maybe we can take a look at our healthy snacks and what is out there for us for convenience and taste bud wise, because we all want something that tastes good. We'd want to be left with the feeling that we want a candy bar, or we want something sweeter, or we want something in general, something else. Let's take a look at what can we eat that we find enjoyable, that's healthy for our bodies. I also went through a little list of foods that not only are they healthy, but they're also appetite suppressants. So when you eat these, you're not only just boosting your own body's immune system and your own body's activities, but you're also suppressing your own appetite. So maybe you're not going to want something, you know, for an hour or two. And we've talked about this before, but water is always a great substitute for snacks, because if you know that you've eaten and you have that all the healthy minerals and vitamins and proteins and nutrients that you need for the next few hours because you've already ate, then you don't really need anything else. You're just craving something. And sometimes all you need is just a big glass of water to get rid of that craving. And so let's look at some of the just the small list of appetite suppressant foods that I took a gander at. And dark chocolate, yum, is one of them. You know, it also helps with our heart. But almonds and tea and ginger root, these are appetite suppressants that we can add to our snacks and our foods. Sweet potatoes, plums. What about vegetable broth soups? Those are always really good. They're full of nutrients. They boost your immune system. They're just fabulous. And you can make that out of any kind of broth that you want, any type of vegetables that you care to have. I know the other day I wanted some celery, but the celery sat in the refrigerator for about 3 days, and finally I'm like, I'm not eating this. So I took it out and I chopped it up into bite-sized pieces and put it in my little sandwich bag. And within 2 days, all the celery was gone and eaten. I had ate it all because it was convenient, it was healthy, and it hydrated my body. And so that was fabulous. What are omega-3s from our salmon, and also cinnamon and cloves, because cinnamon and cloves help lower our blood and help just help our blood pressure there in general. So those are a list of appetite suppressant foods that we can eat and add to our bodies. Now let's take a look at some really healthy snacks, because those are what we want to get into, because we don't want to take the candy bars and the chips and the things like that. So what about we have zucchini chips are fabulous. I had my own zucchinis from the garden the other year, and we actually made zucchini chips, and they were not bad. I was kind of hesitant, you know, a little spoiled, but I took them, I ate them, and next thing you know, I was making them again. So they were fantastic. So how about apple chips? You can have apple chips and frozen lemonade with low sugar is excellent for our not appetite suppressant, but just eating a healthy snack that we want, just low calories and something just to snack on because we just have a craving. We don't really need a lot. Sometimes we need a snack because we need the extra protein, and then we're going to have a protein shake. So we want to choose whatever flavors you want. You can put chocolate and peanut butter, bananas, strawberries, grapes, anything you want into that protein shake, and there you have it. We also have like citrus sherbet. It's just a low-calorie ice cream. Fabulous. One scoop. excellent for eating a healthy snack because these are going to be under 100 calories. And they're going to taste great on our taste buds. And they're really going to help us out. Warm spice cider is excellent. And when you add a little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg, that's going to really help your body too with the appetite suppressant and a little bit of cleansing. And these are all boosting our immune system and boosting our, lowering our blood pressure and just really helping our bodies out in general. Cinnamon graham crackers with peanut butter or maybe fruity waffles. You can have a nice little waffle with a lot of strawberries or blueberries on top, mixed berries, baked apples. You can fill it with a teaspoon of brown sugar and cinnamon, and that's under 100 calories. So just fabulous. We talked about the smoothies with add a little vanilla and banana or the pineapples, the oranges, the apples, and blend it all together with some ice. And that's fabulous and a low calorie snack. Pumpkin yogurt, citrus berry salad. Just get yourself a salad and toss all your strawberries and blueberries and blackberries in there and mandarin oranges. And oh my God, those are delicious. And so we really want to do that too. About rosemary potatoes, kale chips. If you like shrimp, shrimp cocktail is a really low calorie snack that's excellent for you. Carrots. Cheese and crackers is one of my favorites. I love cheese and crackers. And I could eat those almost every day. So I love them. Cheese crackers and tea. Eggs are excellent for you. Just eat a boiled egg. It's fabulous. You could also have tomatoes and salads and just some fresh things right out of the garden. Smoked beef jerky is excellent. Pumpkin seeds. Cucumber salad. I like cucumbers, so I can eat cucumbers. And I like onions, tomatoes. Some of these things I can just eat because I just like them. And so, not that I'd eat an onion as a snack, but I know while I'm cooking, I'll have a tendency to eat some onions once in a while, just while I'm waiting. What about spicy black beans? Those are fabulous. I love black beans. And then if you add a little spice to them, they're really going to boost your immune system. Chips and salsa. Those are excellent as well. So those are some really good, healthy things that you could eat for snacks. And just keeping our weight down, because we don't want the obesity to kick in, because it's going to cause the diabetes and the unhealthy heart and the hard time breathing and then joint problems. So keeping that proactive choice and approach to our health is by eating healthy snacks. And so let's get out there and really make sure that you're loading up. And one of the best ways to do that I found, because of convenience and quality of food, is you go to the farmer's market and you can buy your things at the farmer's market and then take them home and chop them all up and get them all ready for your week. Make like 5 days of salads, put them in your Tupperware. There you go. You just grab one, you're set. You're off to work or you're off on a Saturday afternoon with some healthy choices. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say me gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.